Hey guys, welcome back to Dudes with Hobbies. Today we're going to be discussing our results given the fact that we were painting on the horrible paper. And we're going to be discussing a new hobby. Stay tuned.
Awesome. So. Okay, so I'm going to start off with, I tried.
Take it away.
Yeah, no. So I know we talked about doing it on like a white piece of paper. No way that was going to happen. So my sister, I think we talked about it in previous episodes, she likes to draw, and I managed to steal one of her water paper specific and I drew on that. So I'm not gonna say I was cheating, but I didn't like the way it looked on regular white piece of paper. I found this to be another relaxing hobby, and the fact that we didn't say, okay, we're gonna go draw like a house and like a farm type of thing. It was just kind of whatever you felt like, whatever you wanted to express. I just did. I at times when I was painting, I'm like, oh god, that line isn't straight. And first of all, let's talk about how hard it is to like find the right ratio of water and paint and for it to look clean on the piece of paper, because I went in thinking like, oh yeah, this is gonna be super easy, I'm gonna treat this like a pencil. Oh no, that was not gonna happen. So I had to like moisten the brush like every one or two strokes onto the paper, so that was a little bit time consuming but it was a good learning experience, I think, for me. I think towards the middle, I realized that, okay, well, you know, this is how, as far as I can go with one stroke. And so I could make lines more solid instead of them looking almost broken up. So that was a fun portion for me. I painted a, which you guys will see, it's kind of like a tree type, like outdoor scenario. And I just went crazy with the colors. I figured, you know, just kind of try to outline the tree as best as I could, and I think it looked okay.
Cool.
That's what I would, yeah.
Lots of color.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I had a lot of fun with that.
Looks really good. Thank you. The two things, so first off, yeah, you're right, you're absolutely right. The paper absolutely sucked. It's not for that. Like, as soon as you drop a little bit of water on it, it's going to be, like, horrible looking, right?
Yep.
And then it's gonna start deforming, whereas the paper for watercolor, it's kind of like absorbs it or something like that, and it mm-hmm. stays wet. So when you like drip a little bit of paint, it just goes like everywhere, you know, mm-hmm. like starts like expanding out. So yeah, there was a lot of stuff with this. Keith, what did you think?
So I try with the normal paper first and it doesn't work out, so I try with different paper.
Oh, okay.
So the first paper, it's got really weird out, so I went out, I bought another different type
mm-hmm.
of paint. I don't use watercolor. I use if you see my color is a acrylic paint for okay. multiple surface.
So is that like a thicker? I think it's what it looks like.
It's thicker. It's a lot thicker.
And
the watercolor for me was kind of a mess. So I was like, you know what? Maybe I just use the paper I already bought from Target from last one from
Origami. Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm.
It's super thick and it work. But they don't have white, so you know, like, because we paint is abstract painting, right? So mm-hmm. it doesn't have to look like anything. And you guys see my picture, it doesn't look like anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's depend on you. Somehow, it can be looking like a fox. It can be looking like a flower.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. I definitely saw the flower, and it looks really cool.
Yep. And then I was trying to paint a heart, like a black and white heart.
Ah, very interesting.
And the bottom picture, I tried to paint the tube yin and yang thing.
Mm.
And somehow, it's come out as a boobies.
Yeah, no, I saw that, but it's really cool. I like the, I guess, how you almost, how do you say it, brushed it from like the left and the right, and how it comes in almost and like draws your attention towards either the flower, the heart in the back, or the boobies that are just kind of chilling right there.
Uh-huh.
But it definitely looks really cool. Did you use a thicker brush for this?
Oh, no. I just use the $2 crayon brush.
Okay.
In Target.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Target and I see like, oh, there's a bunch of brush, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, which one? The cheapest one.
Yeah, that's what I did too.
Yep. It was like $1.99 one, and then they have like different part. I was like, mm-hmm. Great. Might as well just do that.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah, so it worked out, I think. Mm-hmm. It's not too bad.
Mm-hmm. I went to Target as well and picked up the little strips of paint.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like $2.30, and then it came with a brush, mm-hmm. And then I already had the paper. So I think this one was definitely an affordable hobby. You can definitely get yourself lost into for, because once I started this, and I'm going to come clean here. For this is the only hobby that I started and finished the same day. All the other ones took, some time. I was working here, and then it just spread out through the week. But this one, I think I enjoyed so much because I started and then I finished the same day.
Nice.
So
it's like a piece of art almost.
Yeah, no, for sure. And then like at the time, I think Arden was talking about it last week. It was, just go with whatever you feel. Don't try to go for anything. And then just paint. And so I was like, okay, well, let me just start putting colors. Then I was smearing them with my hands. I was getting like... those paper towels and just kind of like dabbing it for like added textures. So it was just kind of like, whatever I was feeling, and then I just put it on the piece of paper. So I think that was a really fun hobby. Definitely will do this again. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I thoroughly enjoy this one.
Same. I think I would do it too.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of it is like when I paint, right?
Mm-hmm.
I use only two color, black and white.
Mm-hmm. No, and that's hard.
Yeah. I don't know, because I was like, you know what? Because before, last week, I was like, oh, let me try a different color.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, when I buy the color and the paints, I was like, I feel kind of depressed. Let me go with dark and white to show my feeling to it.
Gotcha.
And that's what I got. The first thing I come in, I just dumps a bunch of black on the paper and try to spread it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I press it out, I was like, you know what? I need a little bit like of light. So I put like white in. Mm-hmm. And in the end, it's come out okay. I think it's looked like it can be anything, to be honest. Like there's so many things in it, and you can change the perspective and you see different things in it.
No, for sure.
It kind of looks like that picture where they show it to you during like your psychology test, and you're mm-hmm. like, "Tell me, what do you see on the picture?" and you're like, "Oh fuck, I don't know. A fox
with yeah, two exactly. titties,
uh-huh.
or two pies or something."
Oh,
I just gotta say, guys, I'm really surprised because it's like, I've had some professional training when I was little in painting,
mm-hmm.
but I gotta say, both of your pictures look like a billion times better than mine.
Oh no! I think
it's because of the fucking paper you guys used, because mm-hmm. I didn't know you were gonna try different paper, so I just used that other paper, like printer paper,
mm-hmm.
and look at that shit, that looks horrible. Yeah, oh my no, god. It looks like a 12-year-old painted it, and I'm like, maybe a 12-year-old
did,
like,
the thing is about hobbies is like, if it doesn't work, you find another way to make it work. That's how my mind work, right? So there's a problem, I need to find a solution for it, and that's what I go for. If I see my paper doesn't work, I was like, fuck it, I'll just do something else.
I think I didn't see that as it not working. It was just creating different effects than from what I was usually used to with watercolor. That's it.
Oh, okay, I see. No,
I mean, if you guys didn't like it and you guys wanted to try new paper, that's fine. Completely mm-hmm. fine.
Yeah. Sorry.
I stuck with it.
Yeah, there you go.
I see.
Well, yeah, so that's how the paper would end up if you use regular paper. So Artem showed us how it would look.
His bloody picture. I don't know what I don't even know what I was drawing, to be honest.
No, I like it. you know, it's actually funny.
What?
There's like a red penis on the right hand side. Yes. Bottom corner.
It's like somehow it was like, fuck it, let me draw a penis on the fucking picture.
When in doubt,
I actually draw a penis. It's because when I dripped that paint, mm-hmm. like that part of it, I had to pick it up and like move it somewhere else so that it would dry. Oh. And then as I picked it up, mm-hmm. the paint just kind of like whoop and slid through it.
So the accidental penis?
Accidental yeah, penis totally. For the win.
Yep.
I see. It's like, then, it's like, it's not even balls. The balls are like on the side.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he has cancer. You never know. Oh, but it's like at the bottom right.
Yikes!
You see, like that's my thumb. That's like my signature.
Okay. Nice. I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Did the paper end up becoming very like stiff? Like
I think you can see from the picture itself that it is. Like if you look on left and right, you mm-hmm. see like all the edges are like all deformed and like fucked up. So mm-hmm. yeah.
Okay.
Because what you're supposed to do when you're doing watercolor, right, is like if you have the right color paper, you're mm-hmm. supposed to like put water all over that paper, right?
Oh.
And then you put like your paint, and then like you do your strokes and all that stuff. But, like, I tried to do that with this paper, and that shit, like, just fucking deformed, and there was, like...
It didn't hold its shape.
Yeah, it was, like, see-through spots everywhere, and I was like, well, abstract the fuck out of this, Artem.
So, I didn't think about doing that. Okay. Yeah, I didn't even research this at all. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to get watercolors and put it on some piece of paper and call it water paint.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I mean, yours looks pretty good. Keats is definitely the abstractest of it all.
Yeah.
If you look at it, you're like, oh my god.
Then you're like tilting darkness. Your head like, is that what I think? Yes, yeah. Those are boobs.
It kind of looks like a dragonfly, to be honest. And the See? Other two is like pies.
Abstract. My friend, would you like to buy my art for a few million bucks?
I mean, I think that's super cool. We should definitely, I mean, I may or may not just keep this and hang it up later, but I'm definitely going to be... doing this again. Maybe not water paint because that was a little excessive, but definitely
I think oil painting is pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, I'm but sure it's we expensive.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Dude,
we need the
oil paint is really expensive.
You said
but
we needed
the
canvas.
I did a calculation. It's not that much expensive compared to like building a computer or whatever.
Really?
So you can buy a 40 canvas for around $40 if you buy it in bulk. So so for the whole canvas, everything for like a small or big canvas.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy a small one, it's cheaper, and then you can buy it for like around $50 in Michael, and for 50 of them. And for the paints, you can just spend another $50 to get five different color. It is in a bottle, a big bottle.
Oh wow!
And for the brush, you can do like another $20. So $120, you can paint 50 picture.
Oh, I mean, I guess that's true.
And if you divide by 50, $120 by 50, you divide it out, you see, but like one picture for like $2 or $3,
mm-hmm.
it's not too bad.
No, for sure. I mean, definitely.
Yeah. So this
could reuse
this one,
these
you
materials.
Have to, exactly. You have to be for oil painting. You have to paint this in bulk.
Okay.
So I was thinking, right? So if I buy these, I'm gonna invite a bunch of my friends come over, and they're gonna pay me to paint. Then my friend, I'm gonna cover the cost.
Oh my god.
And I'm gonna invite them with free drinks and stuff.
Yeah,
you
that's
know
what
I mean?
Gonna say. That's I think that's what most well not most but like in San Diego, there's a lot of places that have like the wine and paint. I think,
mm-hmm.
and I want to say we talked about this in the previous episode, but like you could go out and paint with like a strangers, you could take a date, and it ends up being like a fun social thing where you're not just drinking to get drunk, but you're also like having fun and painting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely super good. I can see how lucrative that would be for.
That would be fun actually, painting and drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Because like. You start, I think your picture looks super good. Then as the night progresses, your picture gets like more sloppier, and at the end, it's just like...
Bleh. Or what I was going to say is not... If you flip it on the other way, if someone that's normally like very like specific and very detailed, it helps them loosen up.
Oh, that's
so instead
true.
Of making something very specific, they end up making something like as more relaxed. So that could be another thing.
Yeah, I mean, I went into one of those, mm-hmm. right? And my experience was pretty good.
Okay.
So they don't they, they, they have instructor that instructs you to do what it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
But the instructor always say you can build whatever you like.
Mm.
This is my painting, but you can actually do an abstract painting of my painting, so it's become different thing, but it's still the same color base, maybe a little bit darker or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when where I went, and I draw like a little like mountain dragon with an eyes and everything. Instead of freaking hill and on the little sea, I was like, fuck that. I want a dragon.
There you go. No, for sure. Definitely, what is it? Go for something that you're more inspired. You end up...
Exactly. I mean, enjoy yourself. That's the hobby supposed to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
For sure. You want to be relaxed. You want to be ready for the next steps. And I think drawing is one of the most basic hobbies anybody can actually get into. You don't need to be a good drawer. You just need to express yourself.
Mm-hmm,
in the sense of you like my picture, like my painting just now. I just express myself because it doesn't look like anything, but depending on the version, they look into it and they can see different thing.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's what I liked more about it, because it wasn't like we're drawing something specific and you can just go crazy. And even if you messed up, you're like, it's fine. I meant for it to look like that. So you just kind of have to go with the flow.
Thing is, like, for that painting I was doing, I messed up so many times. And I just put more layer of color into it.
There you go. It adds texture. There you go.
It adds texture. So now if you test my dry painting, you can see different texture into it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Because I even see a little hint of blue in the background.
Yes.
So I wasn't sure if you maybe used blue paper and then covered
it
up.
I used blue paper. I covered it up.
Very cool.
But then I didn't cover it up enough. Mm-hmm. But now you can see the hint of blue.
But that looks...
And then some...
That looks good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like it's meant to be there.
Yeah. And then if you look closely, you can see the white even almost turned pink.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I see that. Very cool.
And then on the corner, the white is a little bit pink and stuff like that. So I was like, well... I guess this makes sense.
Yeah. Oof. That's awesome. Oh, no. Definitely good hobby for people to start off. Also very inexpensive hobby. And like you said before, if you wanted to try something that is expensive, be sure to buy in. When you do buy, that you are going to use this again.
Yep. Please don't worry about being good. Because the story is, I don't know if you guys know who Van Gogh is. I'm sure you guys do.
Do we?
So I went to an exhibit of
his.
No. I mean, he was talking about it yesterday.
You mean like last podcast?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Was it?
Yeah, because you had just gone with your girlfriend to the museum.
Yeah. But I just wanted to say again, you know, like nobody, like that's one of the greatest painters of our time, you know? And then like his painting's worth like millions and millions of dollars, but nobody knew about him, you know? And nobody like appreciated his art until like 30 years after his death. So, you know, it gives you like really perspective on like what art is and how it is perceived. Just it's really hard, I think, to critique art and whether or not like you like it or not, because everybody has their own different preferences. You know, like you can show the same pictures to, like 1,000 people, and like half of them will say they like it, half of them say they don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some others will say something else or something. You know, for sure. So just you get better by doing. Okay, and like if you had a picture in your mind, like for me, for example, I had something in my mind that I wanted to do, and if you look at my picture, that's clearly not what it was, you know, but it's because it's been so long, and the paper sucked, and like there's a lot of variables that went into that that caused my downfall, you know, and like Keith said, like he was like messing up, he was putting on more paintings and like fixing it until he came up with the result that he liked, you know, so just remember that, just keep at it, and you'll get better, no matter what.
Absolutely.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Well,
perseverance will take you a long way, guys.
I guess, but this is a hobby. Relax, enjoy yourself, get some drinks, soda, alcohol, whatever.
Yeah, whatever you need to do.
Yeah, and get yourself out there. Otherwise, I don't know. I mean, this one took me 2 hours.
Okay.
Really focus.
Yeah. I think your wife posted some things on Instagram. I was like, oh, that looks so cool. So that was really cool to see.
And she kept poking me. That's why I was mad. I was like, come on, I'm focusing here.
Focusing on these boobies. Lol.
Oh, it's the best, man. She messed it up because I didn't want to draw boobies. I just wanted to draw a planet, like two different planets about to collide, right? at mm-hmm. some points he come over and she like kick my hand, and I was like, god damn it, you ruined the picture. So he was like, oops. And I was like, gosh, all right, now I have to like compromise and try to fix it. And somehow, like halfway through the painting, I was like, did it look like sperm and two eggs?
Oh god.
Jeez. Did you see the Y on the top, like of the dark planet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It looked like a bunch of sperm coming over, and I was like, what the fuck? This is, looks really weird. I need to change it. And somehow I changed it to become a boobies.
I mean, that's all right. It's what it is.
I think it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I cannot change it. I don't even know how.
Yeah, you probably would have just started over, to be honest, if you didn't like it.
Well, I do like the heart, because I was painting the top part of it first, like mm-hmm. the diagonal of it. I painted the heart first.
Oh,
and somehow my heart mm-hmm. it looked like a fox. Curling fox, and mm-hmm. then somehow I have a light click to the heart, so it's almost look like a flower now. Man, this is pretty weird. This is a pretty trippy picture, and I didn't use any rugs. No rugs, kids. No rugs. So I guess it's okay. I mean, and then your picture to me goes. I see like a lot of different detail here.
Yeah,
like a tree with like so many color. It's almost like an MMORPG.
Yeah, it's I think I was going to draw something other than the tree. I was going to uh-huh. do like a person's shadow and then like put colors around it, but I thought that was going to be just very bland and I wasn't going to like how the person looked. But I think definitely came out a lot better than what I expected it to.
You know what your picture remind me of?
What's that?
An LSD.
No, it's more like a Tibet flag.
Okay.
Yeah. Very it's cool. A Tibet flag. They have they just like put a lot of color into the flags and it's just waving in the wind. Oh. And that's what I remind me of. So it's pretty darn nice. Yep. So if you guys have time, look it up, the Tibet flags for the monks. It looks almost like that.
I'm looking at it right now. I was like, I need uh-huh. to know what you're referencing.
I like how he added like a little swing to the tree too. That's
yeah, it's because I didn't want to put color on that side. So I was like, I need to put something. And I was like, well, that would make
slap
sense.
Slap the swing in it. Let me just, maybe some kisses swing on the thing somehow.
You said it was a, what was the flag again?
Tibet.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah.
Yep.
So most of the time the flag it's not one flag. They usually combine the flag with like hundreds of different flag together.
Oh,
so
it's
create really harmony color together and that's what picture remind me of.
Okay, very cool. Yeah, I had a lot of fun making it, so yep. This is a hobby that I will for sure do this again.
Mhm. Enjoyable.
Okay. So yep. It looks like we all agree that this was actually pretty fun.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Despite the results.
Well,
I think yours is like chrome. Or
yeah, I could see that.
Like chrome. Yeah.
Are no, you trying that's to, not what I was going to
do. Are you trying to draw a chrome?
No, I wanted to do like a yin-yang thing. Mm-hmm. With and like yin-yang symbolizing like earth. I wanted mm-hmm. to have like the green and then the blue intermixed okay. together. But then I just started adding strokes to it and then I painted it green and the yellow at the bottom. I don't know. To me, it kind of reminds me of like a colored... you know, like Stitch
mm-hmm.
from Harry Potter movies, like the little thing that they're trying to catch.
Oh, it's the Snitch.
The Snitch.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
No Snitch.
Worries. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. And then apparently my paint was like, you know what, penis.
Yeah. No. I saw it. Very unique. What's it called? Paint drop on the paper.
Yeah. Yeah. Lol. For sure. Like I wanted like the red to be like it is on the yellow rather than how it is on the green, you know, like all smudged out and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But not like to where I would have to do it, where it just like got absorbed into the paper and it got like that effect to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then at the bottom, I don't know why I did it. Maybe it wasn't enough water or something. But that's what I got.
Yeah, no, I think I like how it starts off from like the bottom left corner and kind of goes up to the top right corner. But like the droplets are more like condensed and the little spray effect almost. It looks really cool. And then how it kind of just dissipates towards the top, where it just becomes more like a softer splat.
Oh, Miguel,
Yeah.
that's nice symbolism. Yeah,
Yeah,
you're
so I was
right.
like, that's very cool, because you also have whatever you want to call the center. It's coming towards the bottom left. So you have, almost the shadow, or like the dark strokes. So it looks cool. It looks very interesting. I like it.
Like chroma
All right, yeah, we get it.
It's a
Thanks.
girl mic. But yeah, no, it's good. And then also I noticed that the colors weren't like blending into each other. So I was like, that's pretty cool. But it might have just been because of the paper. So it looks really cool.
Yeah.
Very
You know, well,
solid.
thanks, guys. Well, I
Absolutely.
think you guys did an awesome job. It looks really good. I would buy both of your paintings for sure.
How much would you pay for it, please?
$1.
$1.
$2.
No, make it $7. I'll sell it to you.
Oh my.
$7 deal.
Deal. That's a steal.
That's a steal, because I just paid for all my art stuff for $7. Worth it?
Yeah, I need you to sign into the bottom right or something
Right,
with
or
your
something.
signature.
That'd
Yeah.
be kind of cool.
So, yeah, the one experience that I actually had during painting this is in the middle of it, I really wanted something sweet, you
Okay.
know? Yeah, and then I went upstairs and I realized that we didn't have anything sweet.
Oh no.
So, I thought, why don't we do baking as a hobby for this episode?
There we go.
For the next episode?
And well, this and next episode, yeah, we're gonna talk about it today, and then we'll do it next
Sure.
episode, and we'll see how it happens.
Perfect. And then we definitely.
So,
Baking, eh?
Yep.
yeah, what
So,
were we gonna say?
I was gonna say, well, we talked about baking when we did our cooking. So definitely excited about this. Just kind of a little bit worried. I know baking has to be very specific, or you don't want to mess out the ratios of the
You're
powders.
right,
You
you're right.
so.
But I have like bunch of baking tools like in
Okay.
my basement, and I have to actually use it.
Well,
Might
there
as
we
well
go.
bring it up and try to use it, because I bought it, right? I was like, you know what? I'm gonna make a cookies. Maybe I just buy like a kitchenette, like a spinner thing, to spin it the thing. And like I put it into the box. I bought it. Never actually opened it up. This is the time to use that to make like some fluffy pancakes.
Well, there you go. I think that would be a lot of fun. Oh
Yep.
God, and it's like morning, so I'm also ready for these pancakes.
Oof.
Oh no. So for me, I think I'm gonna try maybe cupcakes, or like some sort of like muffin almost. Just so that I have something ready for the weekend, or I'm sorry, for the week to take to work. And I know sometimes muffins we think of like very sugary, very like not healthy snacks, but I want to try to find some a recipe that is both nutritious and not, what's it called, like not bad for you. So I'm
You
really,
know,
really
like
excited to do.
that's what I'm get about baking, right? Is this any baking is not bad for you?
Well, 'cause like for example, if you're making cookies, you gotta think of the ingredients that you put in these cookies. It's
Butter,
butter,
lots of butter.
sugar. You have chocolate chips, which is just more sugar, and so it ends up being very high in calorie and not very nutritious. So usually when you make cookies, it's not for like breakfast or lunch or dinner. It's always for like a snack or a dessert. So that's why I want to try to find a muffin recipe that I can, it can be filling as well as just nutritious for you. So that'll
I
be, I
see.
think, my challenges, and I'm very excited, because getting
I
tired
swear,
eating the
Miguel.
same thing, because I have bagels every day for
Yeah.
breakfast, and it's a plain bagel toasted, and I have that with like my coffee. So maybe if I can
That's
find
kind of
it,
nice. I
yeah.
have only one egg
Oh, well,
and almond milk.
there you go.
the one thing I realized about baking though is the fact that, like you guys are saying, like all these ingredients they have to be put in, but also it's like there are certain recipes, like if you look them up online, they'll make you put in like a crap ton amount of sugar.
Exactly.
like just a crap ton, to a point where a person that's not like usually used to that much sugar, it's like he bites into them and he's like, holy crap, this is sweet.
Exactly.
Like undeliciously sweet.
Uncomfortable sweet. Overwhelmingly sweet.
Yeah, you're like, holy crap. You know, it like slaps you in the face with the sweetness. So baking is definitely interesting because it's like, it's such a, it's basically chemistry.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
With deliciousness at the end if you succeed and people pretending they like it if you don't.
Exactly. Oh, this is really good. And then they set it down. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, like, that's
I'm
going to
read it in the bathroom.
What? If they don't like it, they better tell it to me, because if they don't like it and they keep doing it, they're getting it. Yeah, fuck, man. Yeah. I'm just telling you.
Exactly. Yeah, you won't learn that way or grow.
Because the thing is, I'm going to keep making it to them and make them eat it.
Oh, no.
Because if it's good, right, you become like a golden recipe and you're going to keep making them.
That's true. I didn't think about it like that.
Exactly. So just tell me. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about my feelings.
If my fluffy pancakes taste like shit, it'd be okay too. I'll be like, okay, I'll upgrade the recipe.
Or you become my guinea pig. Exactly. And yep. I think that's good. I'm sure your wife would be more than happy to tell you that your cookies suck.
Yep. She tell me multiple times, and
yep.
I'm very happy for that.
She's very honest.
Very honest.
Yeah, no, I think that's definitely really good. I mean, I am probably going to be my worst critic, just because I know what I like. So if I don't like it, I'm just going to have to adjust it myself. So is there something that caught your attention, Artem? I know you were talking about something sweet when you went upstairs. Did you want to try making something yourself?
I will definitely be making brownies.
Ooh.
Because okay. I feel like that's the easiest thing to make. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you can just get the box with, like, the brownie mix.
Mm-hmm.
And then the instructions are there. And then generally, when my mom used to make them, you know, I really like how they turned out.
Okay.
Right. I might not make them as sweet mm-hmm. as they make them.
Okay.
Because I really don't like that. That's what I figured out for, like the past couple of weeks mm-hmm. that's been going on. It's like, I'll have periods where I'll be like, I need something sweet. Mm-hmm. But if it's, like, too sweet, it, like, kills it. You know,
okay.
And I hate it, but it's like, if it's got, you know, a good taste, subtle sweetness to it, you know, it's not overwhelmingly,
exactly.
then I'm like, hell yeah, give me more, give me more, give
yeah,
me more.
Give me
you know?
Seconds.
And yeah, that makes give me
sense.
Seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, definitely brownies. And I think my mom was talking about making brownies, so maybe I'll just do it with her.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
So yeah,
it'll
combine,
be like a
combine this with some
quality
else.
Time experience.
Cool.
Exactly.
Very cool. I think we're all very excited about this one. So
yeah,
so,
we're
so
all
what,
bunch of fatties.
So normally, like, what kind of sweet do you guys like?
So for me, oh god, so I have a big old chocolate thing. Any mm-hmm. sort of chocolate, even if it's like I haven't tried before, I'll try it because I need to know if I like it. We
I
have
see.
This little candy dish at work, and it's the worst because I get up, I start stress eating. So I'll have like little chocolates, and I don't know why. I think like just the simple milk chocolate with nothing else on it, just like the Hershey's bars. I know it's like not very many people like them, but to me, I think they're so good because they're so plain. It's you know exactly how they're going to taste. So I think for me, any sort of chocolate bars, I like cookies, and again chocolate chip. I've tried the sugar cookies, the Christmas cookies. They're all okay. Don't get me wrong. But chocolate cookies.
I gotta say,
you know?
Chocolate cookies from Costco are the fucking bomb.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Have you... Oh, my God. Have you tried their muffins?
And their muffins, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you talking about mini muffins or, like, actual size muffins?
The muffins.
Oh, okay. Because they also have, like, those mini muffins, I guess, or mini cupcakes or something mm-hmm. like that. Those are also so good. Because,
oh,
like,
okay,
you can
okay.
just... throw one in your mouth and you're like hum, 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 hum. Yeah.
Yeah, no, these are a little bit bigger, but yeah, these are the types of muffins that I think I want to make for breakfast, or like something slightly bigger that will fill you but not make you feel like you just are gonna go into like a heart attack or something.
Yeah. What about you, Kate?
I don't know. I like all sweet.
All sweets.
Yep.
All
I
sweet.
Like candies, I like cookies. If it's sweet, I love it.
Okay, very cool.
Yep. I mean the Costco one from the cookies, it's pretty good too. You know, like the also the in Wegmans they have these macaroon, and it's a coconut macaroon.
Yeah.
And then they have like a thin coconut layer of it, and then it's like, oof, so much butter, so bad for you, but it's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
It's so bad for you, but so good. No, I feel that.
That's the thing with bakery, right? So. I think it's bad for you in any sense, okay. But it tastes so good that nobody care because we love sugar, we love the buttery, the you know, the texture of it. So
for sure.
Doesn't matter. It's okay.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying.
Yes, as long as you like it, it should be okay. But if you're in a diet, don't.
Yeah, it'll ruin your waistline.
It's gonna ruin it because like on the sugar because. Most of the time, we don't just process all of it. It's gonna stack in our stomach and try to become like a fat, you know. Mm-hmm. It's good for the winter, but.
Yeah, butter yourself up for the winter.
Butter, mm-hmm. That's funny.
It's gonna be nice.
No, nice.
What are you doing? I'm trying to get ready for the winter.
Yeah, for this hibernation.
Yeah. Was Malcolm in the middle? Like, what a part where the mom got pregnant?
Oh.
And Hal keep like bumming, like. Butter inside of cookies.
No, I've not seen that.
Yeah, because the wife was like, "I'm so fat," and Hal was like, "No, you're not." And he's like in the back, like around, he's just keep bumping like butter into the sugar and everything to make sure.
Oh my god!
That's what you do to your wife.
No, I'm good.
It reminds me of the episode the movie Mean Girls. She's like, all I've been eating are these. What's it called? Is it Jewish or Norwegian nutritional bars, but they're like to gain weight?
Oof.
It's a funny. Yeah. Goodness. No. Is there, do you guys have like specific sweets that your family makes? Because I know for us, my mom makes, it's kind of like, I want to say a mixture of a flan and pudding. But.
Dude, same.
Yeah. And it's like flan. Much airy and light. So I don't even know what it's called, but it's like a typical like Bolivian thing, I guess.
Oof.
And what they do is they whip both, I think it's the milk, some sort of cream. I'm not sure if it's heavy or the other type of cream, but they end up making it very light. And then at the very end, they put it on like the refrigerator. To kind of harden a little bit, and they'll chop up fresh fruits at the very top. So, goodness, whenever I think of like sweets, I don't think like cookies because, like, we have cookies in Bolivia. It's just not like you're not gonna make cookies. We have like other sorts of sweets instead of your traditional. Same. Yeah.
I think in Vietnam, we don't have, like, before American, we. Like they eat a lot of cookies and on the brownies and stuff like that, but in Vietnam we don't have those for sweet.
Yeah, it's just so we don't have that either.
Yeah, we have these complicated
desserts.
Like we have flan, right? And we have yogurt, like a sour and sweet yogurt that I don't know how they make it here. They don't have it, the yogurts here. And then we also have these. It's kind of flatbread, right? It's very thin. It's almost like pancake, like crepes, right?
Really? Okay.
And then they put like a bar of like what kind of sugar?
Is it like the powder?
They have powder sugar too. They put powder sugar in it. They put also like crystal candy sugar, almost like a thin candy can.
Interesting.
You can bite in it. And then they put coconut in it. And they wrap it into the crepes.
Okay, so it's more like what's it called? Like a thin pancake almost. I'm thinking more like something that's more brittle. But you're saying if you're wrapping it, it has to like fold. Okay.
Yes. But it's very thin.
Yeah. It's still, because it's a crepe. Yep.
Very cool. Yeah, it's like, no, we don't. That sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's really good. And flan too. Flan is like the most... And I think universal in bit because, you know, the France, they colonize us and they introduce us with baguette and flans and all these like treat. So we eat flan a lot.
Okay, okay.
I really want to try your mom flan now, because I need to try it.
Yeah, no, it's I mean, I could try it and like pull it out, but like there's so many steps to it. Definitely need to work my way up, and then I also have to get the recipe. And like, I don't know about you guys' families, but like, we don't keep a notebook with like recipes. They're like, oh, you know, I'm just gonna add a pinch of sugar and, you know, whatever my mom told me when I was 9 years old, I'm gonna add that much. I'm like, what? How do you remember this? Mm-hmm. There's never like, oh, you're gonna need these ingredients. Or like, they just know.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, they'll taste it, like, this is not good enough, and they'll, you know, adjust it until ends up being what they need.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So it's so that's whenever I ask for like ingredients, they're just like, what do you mean? You just taste it, and if it tastes right, you go with it. I'm like, what? I can understand.
It's almost like my mom cookings right there.
Yeah, it's like, I can understand that with like, you know, cooking food, where it's like, you know, you season for whatever you want it to taste like. But like for baking, where you need things to rise and, you know, expand enough to, you know, have the consistency or like the flavor come through, it just doesn't make sense to me. They're just like, oh, yeah. Good.
Yeah, that's definitely something dangerous to do for someone that's like never done anything.
Yeah.
You know, you definitely need like strict guidelines. Like, okay, this is what you do.
Exactly.
And after you've done it like 100 times, you're like, all right, screw it. You know,
mm-hmm.
I know it's a cup, you know, I know it's like this much. This looks mm-hmm. about right.
Exactly. Blah, blah, blah. And then I'm sure just because they have that so much experience, or like they do it often enough, they're like, yeah, this doesn't even look right, or like they know how to adjust it. So I mean, I think definitely starting off with the muffins and just kind of going from there would be fairly good, and also knowing that I could potentially have another breakfast item that I could take, it's exciting.
Sounds awesome. Yep. That's really good. For me, I guess it's my mom's favorite thing that she makes. It's called a Napoleon cake, and I think it's pretty simple to make, but it just takes a really long time. The way you make it is basically how you make lasagna.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have a baked layer of dough, and then you'll put condensed milk on it, and then get a second layer of dough, more condensed milk, and you keep going like in these layers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then at the top, you put condensed milk and I think like some sort of shaving, but I'm not sure what it is. And then you just have like this really thick, doughy milky goodness you later just leave in the fridge for a little while. So like it gets, so the condensed milk gets absorbed into the dough as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then you serve it and it's so good, but so bad for you.
How,
oh my God.
How many layers would you say that there are in this? Is it like
at
5?
Least 8.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, because the dough itself is really thin sheet.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Dude, it's going to be so much milk, condensed milk everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it gets messy when you eat it, but it's like after you leave it in the fridge and stuff like that, right? It gets better because it's like it's not as flowy anymore, and it's more like, I don't know. Like it doesn't flow easily, so it's more condensed, I guess. So it's not that messy, but like you can literally, the best part about it is that you can just literally like take half of the cake, rip it off, and then like eat it. Like if you're given like a cutout of it,
gotcha,
or like a small piece,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you can eat it however you want, and it tastes so good.
That sounds
delicious. But just making
delicious.
Those layers takes forever. Yeah, for sure.
Yep, I think next week we're gonna try to do these.
Okay, you didn't tell us what you're gonna be baking.
What? I'm gonna mix
fluffy pancakes.
Yeah.
Oh, fluffy pancakes? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
The Japanese pancakes, like where they spin up like the egg yolk. They put the egg yolk into the pancakes and then the egg white they spin it up until it become a fluffy flour and they put it back inside the pancakes.
Okay.
Batter. And then you just stir it lightly and then after that you bake them.
Ooh, sounds good.
That sounds delicious.
Sounds really good.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good, but I don't know, because I watch a lot of video how to make those, but I never actually tried because, you know what? Lazy.
Now it's an excuse.
Yep.
Now this is why I like our channel, because it's like, it's such a good excuse to do all this stuff, you know? Like before, you're like watching something, you're like painting or like writing a book or something, you're just watching someone do it, and you're like, eh, I don't want to do it. But now you're like, I have to do it. It's for the podcast.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Like I was telling my mom yesterday, I was like, I need paint, the oil paint, not the oil, the watercolor paints and the brushes that you have. And she's like, for what? Like she gave me like this face, and I'm like, it's for the podcast. And as soon as I said that, she was like, oh, okay, yeah, you know, like it's like an old to go pass. It's like, hey, can we do this? And she's like, why? And you're like, it's for the podcast. Oh, okay. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe you guys should do something like that too. You know, it's for this, you know, it's like, oh, I've listened to this podcast. I want to try it.
Yeah.
You know, if you never can force yourself to do something that you want to do.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Give yourself like this excuse. Actually, one of the things that, so you guys know that I love writing, right? So one of the things that I went to this club once and they've told me a very interesting thing that you can do with writing, because you know writing gets like sometimes like tedious because you have to like bring up backstories and stuff like that. You don't want to do it, you want to just keep writing action and all this stuff. So what they would do is they would make a cake, an apple pie or something, like something simple, and they would throw it in the oven, and then they would go and write, and they keep writing, and then the bell would ring and they would go and they check on the pie. So it's kind of reversing yourself with procrastination.
Because
you see what I mean? It creates like this sense of urgency. Yeah. You're like, you have to write, and then you have to finish, and then go check on the pie, because otherwise it's going to get burnt, right? So
it like resets.
I don't know if you guys can come up. Exactly.
Okay. So interesting. You just, like,
your main activity is actually making the pie rather than writing. So I thought that was a very cool idea to force yourself to do something that you don't want to do.
No, that makes so much sense, and that's actually really interesting, because you're doing something that you love, but you're also like dreading doing other things.
Yeah.
So like laundry for me. Oh God, I think I might be using that while I bake.
There you go.
You do what you gotta do, boys.
Yep. You
can't be showing up to work all cochino and.
Yeah.
But at least you got some. New cakes to eat.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think I'm definitely excited about that.
Yep.
It'll be a.
Oh well, I think that's it for today.
Oh, okay.
Next week we will talk about our process with this and how we accomplish our goal to make whatever treat we're gonna make. We're gonna post a picture. Check out our Instagram. Thank you for listening, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Till next week.
Bye.
Peace.